Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, back again. Second hour, and Gary, you are still with us, I presume, sir?
Yes, I am.
The ADL has not taken you out.
I was kind of joking about the hate crime thing, because I think that legislation is a bunch of... Can I say the word crap on the air? But this guy wrote this email.
Yeah.
By the basis of his name, I would assume he's a white Christian. And for him to... not knowing me, label me a Jew as an insult, or I guess he thought it was an insult, didn't insult me, because I got no problem with the Jewish people. And but for him to do that, I wish he'd knock on my front door someday, because I'd punch his lights out, and when he'd come to, I'd say, that wasn't a Jewish punch, that was a Methodist punch.
Oh, my. All right.
That's the end of my story.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I appreciate the call anyway.
All right, Ted.
You're
welcome. And,
yes, thank
Reverend
you.
Reverend Pike, you've done a good job.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Okay, Gary. Well,
I should add, Rick, that if Gary were a Jew in Canada,
yes,
and someone even used that word in a obviously contemptuous way, that would be an indictable hate crime in Canada.
Now, what about here under this hate crimes bill in the Congress?
Well, if you see, here in the United States, we at least ostensibly have to have, number one, establishing that you are biased or you are quote-unquote hateful, and then that bias has motivated commission of some kind of crime, small or great. It's a little more complicated here in the United States than in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will spread out to, or the slippery slope of hate crimes legislation, means that we will catch up with Canada eventually as judges adjudicate from the bench, making it a hate crime, not just to commit violent bias-motivated crimes, but also to use verbal violence against members of federally protected groups. So it'll get there, but not right at the very beginning. On the other hand, this legislation is very clear, going back to the 1968 original hate crimes, federal hate crimes law, that if any pastor or talk show host or public figure influences another person, let's say an unstable person, toward some crime of intimidation or threat, let's say through a pastor's sermon against homosexuality, calling it an abomination, and so on, then that pastor can be indicted along with the person who actually commits the crime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very unstable. The definitions being the criteria being prejudice or bias motivation being very subjective, nobody quite knows how quickly we would be catching up with Canada, but that's where ADL wants to take us.
Yeah, and that's the problem when they leave it to the judiciary as well,
yeah,
to sort it all out. And they, you know, in this bill, they have claimed that they've made these exemptions for free speech, and they've said, oh, no, we wouldn't dare punish free speech. But in fact, as you've pointed out, free speech means nothing in the commission of a crime, even though the speech or the motivation should have nothing to do with a crime. Well,
no.
What they're doing is making that their reality. They're saying that the crime is in the speech, not in the act.
Yeah.
And that is the danger.
Yeah, regardless of these caveats and disclaimers and so-called checks and balances, the record is, like in Philadelphia, that when the ADL really wants to go after somebody or group of people, they're going to do it, whether it fulfills all the criteria of a hate crime.
Yeah, I mean, Lynn Abram was just in the papers just the other day in that case of the police officer who was shot years ago in the 60s and now just died, and the charge was upgraded for the assailant to murder. And she says it doesn't matter whether it was a year ago or 50 years ago. They must be made to pay for their crimes. So imagine what she would do to the Christians, huh?
Well,
all right, we'll be right back with Henry next. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and we have Henry, and then we have Roy from Texas next. Stay where you are. Henry is next right now with Ted Pike, our guest. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question for Mr. Pike. Have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R, Herzl, mm-hmm. H-E-R-Z-L?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the father of the Zionist movement.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to, yeah, because I'm actually, Ricky would be excited about this, too.
I'm very Ricky, excited.
Yeah, both of you would know, you might know this, and since Mr. Pike is a Christian, he might be familiar. Are you both familiar with a free magazine? It's like a very small, looks like about the size of an old TV guide. It comes out monthly called Newswatch Magazine.
I've heard of it. I don't read it, but
all right.
Yeah.
I've heard of it too, but I haven't actually read it, I don't think.
Okay. Well, all right. It's put out by I'll make this very quick. So
mm-hmm.
It's put out by a guy named David J. Smith, and mm-hmm. he had a commercial where he gave a free subscription, and I picked it up. And what I find is that I think everybody should get this magazine. It doesn't come out often. In this magazine, it's brief. He's on like 10 pages, you know, several pages, but he covers all the stuff with the Illuminati. It's not so much like he's preaching like the Bible or Christianity. He's exposing all the stuff they're doing to this country. And I knew Zionism was old, and I knew about the Brene Breath, and it seems to be when I read this particular issue, this August 2007 issue, They talk about all the stuff of Russia. I won't go into all that. But it says here, just brief, this one sentence. It says, in 1881, in Odessa, O-D-E-S-S-A, Russia, Theodore Herzl founded the Zionist movement to create a homeland in Palestine for the Jews. Now, that's I thought that's really fascinating. So this whole stuff with the Zionism and the stuff you were talking about, this stuff goes way back to like the 1880s with this guy, and he also covers a lot of things. But I would advise people to get this magazine. You know, if I don't have the number, sometimes it's advertised on your network too, by the way, occasionally, but not often. But he goes into all the stuff. He's got the pictures there. It's really disgusting. I mean, and it seems to be everything. We'll go on and on, but it seems to be everything seems to be based in New York. They spread out different places, but most of the Brene Breath stuff is in New York. Jacob Schiff. I mean, it's a mess. But what I want to ask Mr. Pike is, I was told that the Pentagon might, you know, that they're thinking about not invading Iran, or do you have some inside information that they will? And they're also attacking Russia too, by the way. According to Robert Chapman, they're very mad at Russia because of what Putin did, kicked out all those Zionists.
All right, let's let Ted handle one at a time here.
All right,
Ted, what do you think? Do you have any view or any special insight on the latest prognostications about an attack on Iran?
No, I really don't. That's kind of outside of my main center of interest.
It would
right
be
now.
Just speculative on your part as well.
Well, I think that obviously we mentioned earlier how these Zionists can never get enough. They they will always take things too far, and they undoubtedly would be delighted if we launched into Iran and added that to Iraq and Afghanistan and so on. But whether they can get away with it and actually pull it off...
But they have to have a provocation, a reason,
that
they can
right.
use as an excuse.
That's yeah, true.
Yeah, that's Rick right. right. So,
and they just can't decide they're going to do it. They have to have a quote, justification.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ricky's right, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
Henrietta,
as we were mentioning earlier, the future, the scenario in the future could go both ways. It could go toward pulling back and restraint on the part of Zionist leaders in response to world outrage, or it might actually become more belligerent. We'll just have to see.
All right, Henry. Thank you for the call.
Okay,
appreciate it. Let's move along and say hello to Roy in Texas. Hello, Roy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to commend Reverend Pike for saying that to bless Israel, we don't need to bless Israel with bombs and high explosives and weapons of mass destruction. I do have a little bit of a quibble with him there, and that is, when we look at the biblical mandate that asks us to bless Israel, are we to necessarily take that to be the country that calls itself
no.
Israel today?
Well, I don't want to interfere. Go ahead, Ted. You can answer that.
Well, the blessing which God gave to Abraham is basically a blessing upon those who do the works of faithful Abraham. And for that reason, the New Testament writers are very clear, Galatians 5 and so on, that all those who do the works of Abraham, whether they're Jews or Gentiles, are like the sands of the sea and like the stars of the heaven, the posterity of faithful Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the modern Zionist state of Israel is in flat-out contradiction to God's law, which is stated so clearly in the Scriptures, that you go back to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, there's a whole bunch of verses back there in which God tells the Hebrews that if they do not obey God and exercise justice and mercy and righteousness, even to the stranger in the land, he'll throw them out of the land, and they can't come back in until they are obedient to him. And so we bless people most profoundly and most lastingly. In fact, we bless them eternally. When we bring to them the gospel of salvation, we bring them to truth and reality, and even bring them loving reproof, which is what I do against evil Jewish leaders, you see. And so we as Christians, in my opinion, are not enjoined by Scripture to support a unlawful, disobedient, rebellious, and oppressive system that's been set up in the Middle East in this century. This is this experiment in Palestine in the century in this century is not the fulfillment, in my opinion, of the sublime, many sublime prophecies of the Old Testament of national restoration. That restoration can only occur when Israel humbles itself before its true Messiah, Jesus Christ, and gives him what he wants, which again is the works of faith and obedience of faithful Abraham.
Does that answer your question, Roy?
That does answer my question. Just one other thing that perhaps the Reverend can answer. I believe there was in the New Testament scripture a rebuke where Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for not having compassion on somebody who wasn't a Judean. And specifically he rebuked this bigotry that God favors a certain people. I mean, does this ring a bell with the Reverend? I can't remember exactly.
Well, in the story of the Good Samaritan, we find the Levites and the priests walking by on the other side of a highway where this poor Gentile Goyim, the Samaritan, has been beaten and thrown into the ditch. A man has been beaten and thrown into the ditch. And on the other hand, a Samaritan, who is a Gentile and very much despised by the culture of that time, he comes along, he lifts the man up, he nurses his wounds, he takes him to a hostel and pays for his food and rent and so on. And Jesus asks, who is the true neighbor of this unfortunate man in the ditch? And obviously the Samaritan, the Gentile, is the one who actually fulfills the law of God, to love God and your neighbor as yourself. That was very much a jibe at the Pharisees for their self-righteousness. You know, it's very interesting. In the Old Testament, we find virtually no evidence of any kind of racism, even though the Hebrews were commanded to extirpate and drive out the very wicked Canaanites during the time of Joshua and Caleb and so on. Those people were driven out for their wickedness, their child sacrifice, their homosexuality, their bestiality, and all those kinds of abominations. They weren't driven out because they were Canaanites. But by the time the Pharisees came on the scene in the several centuries before Christ, the Pharisees had adopted a very, very distinctively self-righteous, racistic superiority complex, which they passed on to the Jewish people, passed on to their Talmud and Kabbalah, which exists in Israel to this very moment.
Okay, Roy?
Sir.
Hey, thank you for the call. Good to hear your voice. We're up against the clock, and then we'll see if we can take another call or two for you, Ted Pike, and we'll continue. But as you said earlier, the important thing on this hate crimes bill is that there is a very urgent need right now to up the ante. And calling your state's senator in Washington is important, and it is obligatory, I think, to make them aware that this is a very critical issue to you, just as critical as the illegal invasion into the United States is. So when you call that toll-free number or the toll number, you definitely want to impress upon them the fact that we're not taking no for an answer, just no to the bill. Just say no to the hate crimes legislation, as former presidents used to say. Just say no, right? Well, that's what we're asking, and I think everyone can agree on that, that it's important that people do that. Now, if you need help, you can go to truthtellers.org, get on the website, and just click on, and there's plenty of information people can download. Right, Ted?
That's right. We actually have the names of 37 members of the U.S. Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, who could use a call from you. Some of them are straddling the fence. Some of them are actually favoring the hate bill, but not actually co-signers. We want to get them a few of those back over against the hate bill and swing the balance. Yeah, all it takes is a few of them, and we can smash the hate bill this time around.
All right, we'll be back. Take another call or two. Quickly now, don't run away. Jump on the line. You got a question or a comment. Ted Pike is our guest, and we'll be back in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, and I'm back now with Ted Pike, www.truthtellers.org. I'll take another call here from Joe Church. Hello, Joe. Hello.
Hi,
Joe.
How are
yes.
you? Ted, how are you?
Oh, real good.
Hello, boy. Hey, I'd like to go to Psalm 122 if I could.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that talks about the praying for the peace of Jerusalem, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
That psalm.
Yes.
And many take it and run with it. You know, many of the so-called teachers today that I hear out there. And it sounds to me that that psalm is talking about Revelation 21, the New Jerusalem, come down out of heaven, where the tribes go up. Verse 4 of Psalm 122, where the tribes go up and the tribes to the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. You see, they don't mention that the Antichrist would come first in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mention Psalm Ezekiel 28. Why is that, Ted? Why don't they mention Isaiah 14? I wonder
why.
You
see, you can either look at the Holy Scriptures according to fleshly and perhaps seemingly logical eyes, or you can look at it spiritually. Now, Jesus said those who worship mm-hmm. God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, the fact of the matter is that the word, the title Jerusalem, means a city of peace. It's the city of the great king. It's a, in fact, the word Zion also has those connotations. It's a sanctuary and a place of peace where Jesus Christ rules in judgment and in mercy and righteousness and justice and so on. It's an exalted spiritual place. Now, the scripture also talks about the daughter of Zion, this female persona, kind of a figurehead, standing for everything which is most noble in God's oracle and his experiment called the Jewish nation. And so when it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it doesn't mean pray for the peace of Sodom and Egypt, which Revelation also says is that great city which rules over the kings of the earth, where the two witnesses are slain in its streets.
Mm.
No, there's an earthly, fleshly, evil connotation to Jerusalem, Sodom and Egypt.
Yes.
Sodom stands for Sodom and Gomorrah and homosexuality and the wrath of God. Egypt stands for sorcery and divination and magic. And what Revelation tells us in describing Jerusalem, the great city, as Sodom and Egypt, means that someday, and it even perhaps is now, Jerusalem will be filled with every unclean and detestable and abominable practice and behavior, you see. So when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, obeying the commandment of David in the Psalms, we are praying for the true spiritual Israel in every age. We are praying for the Gentiles who do the works of righteous Abraham. We are praying even that it may come to pass that a remnant of Jews out of Israel will become part of this true city of peace, and they will do the perfect will of God. And one of the reasons I attack the ADL and I resist the ADL, and in fact Mearsheimer and this other author, Mearsheimer and Walt, they have as top of their agenda the protection of the Jewish people from anti-Semitism and even greater misery and persecution in the Middle East. And that's the sense of this, is to protect God's work through the true descendants of Abraham, and also may it be hastened that the Jewish people themselves may turn to their true Messiah.
You know, it seems to me that our flight from here on out and our course from here on out is teach the truth, bring it forth no matter how bold it is, and what we think. Don't worry about what the enemy's going to do. Don't worry about what they're going to think or how they're going to play their cards. We just got to bring the scriptures forth, and the Father will take care of the rest. He said, touch not mine anointed. Now, if you're anointed to teach the real truth, you don't have to worry about your enemies. They're all taken care of. There's another dimension out there right beside us that can take care of it very nicely and very easily.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
we've
just got to bring forth the truth in light, and a lie will never stand before the truth. And that's our
right,
job, and that's our ministry. And if it steps on toes, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
And who don't like it, tough. Better luck next time in the millennium.
Yeah. They'll have to take it up with the Father in heaven, huh?
But there is no compromise, Ted, from here on out. From here
that's
on
right.
out, there's no compromise. Either you're on board or you're not.
There's no excuse for compromise either, really. You know, you either stand firm or, like John Hagee says, hey, whatever they want, we'll give them. I mean, they're the, quote, chosen people, so whatever they ask for, even if that means, doing injury to the name of Jesus, so be it.
My father, Yeshua Messiah, said, there won't be peace in Jerusalem until he returned. And I believe him.
Mm-hmm. True peace, that's right.
Yep.
With true justice. You have to have justice before you can have true peace, you see.
There's a lot of
and that means God's justice. Yes.
There's a lot of things going to go on in Jerusalem before he returns.
Yeah, and those two witnesses we'll be keeping
that's
an eye for, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your call. We'll be back, Ted. You can stay a little longer.
As long as you want.
Okay, well, we have the final half hour coming up, and we have William in Idaho, I believe, next. We'll do that when we return. with more right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Rick Adams and Ted Pike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Just munching on a cucumber, Ted. You'll have to pardon me. I'm having something nutritious here. Anyway, we're back, and I made the mistake of saying William, our next caller, is in Idaho. Actually, he's in your neck of the woods, Oregon. So hello to William in Oregon. You're on with Ted Pike, fellow Oregonian.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your discourse on these obviously very difficult subjects with the ADL.
Uh-huh.
The one thing I wanted to emphasize or redirect again on is that the ADL's hate crimes legislation, the two aspects that are really buried in the controversy is one is that crimes are usually dealt with on the basis of their content as to where the ADL is emphasizing a status crime. And this is really important to understand in terms of thought. And this goes back to some particular notations in the Bible where there is a motive, the underlying motive, that addresses the statements concerning the crucifixion of Christ. and who would be held accountable or what consequences would be there. The ADL symposium, the moot courts that are dealing with status crime or pressuring for status, what that basically means and what I'm saying is that those statements made about the crucifixion, the murder of Christ, went to a scenario that may produce a potential hostile attitude towards the given people. There's some contradictions that need to be gone along with this, a very important Semite issue, and they asked Semite, the anti-Semitic or Semitic discussion seems to forget that the Arabs are Semites, and that seems to present a major contradiction in the fabricated, constructed conflict in the Middle East. But it is most important in here in Oregon, where I reversed and am submitting a report to Representative or Congressman DeFazio tomorrow, wherein I use the ADL moot court definition as dealt with by Conyers and others, where they went to status. And I flipped that and used it basically to show that there was group defamation against dissenters that are protected by the right of resistance, against environmentalists, against other civil rights action groups by group defamation against them. So unfortunately, this is being played down, but it's a very important aspect of adjudication and legal matter, because to use a group defamation, say, such as against a radical environmentalist or any kind of a defamation against that group and targeting them is group defamation. What is going on is a very clever sleight of the hand through the ADL process to not apply this and protect people equally. In other words, the typical groups protected under the ADL popular scenario are gay, black, female, Jewish. So as you can see, this is going to be turned around. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. So every dissenter out there, every person that is dissenting against tyranny is protected by God's perfect law of liberty. The truth was given by the Creator as a means, not a noun, but as a means of defense of liberty. And it is very clear that the right of resistance is documented as the last defense of liberty against tyranny, and liberty meaning God's perfect law of liberty. The only doctrines in the world that even address liberty came out of the Christian doctrines. The other theologies, which are very obviously vastly part of astrotheology, meaning the higher occult grand design was at the top, and those congregational religions at the bottom were certainly addressing God's perfect law of liberty.
Okay.
The civil rights groups, ADL included, ACLU, are constantly striking at creating supervised rights.
Yes.
And constantly, it's interesting that the American Civil Liberties Union has made a priority of supervised rights rather than the covenant. A covenant. Liberty stands outside of all social contracts. I've heard the constant striking at the liberty is nothing more than supervised rights and so forth and civil liberty. But it is God's perfect law of liberty, and it is a covenant.
Well, from their point of view, the rights come from government, not God. And that is why you have civil rights rather than individual rights. Ted, did you have a response to our call?
Well, the ADL is not enough to know that the person who can define the great moral values of our society has the most power over society. They can define love, meaning tolerance of homosexuality. If they can define bias or hate, meaning intolerance of homosexuality, they can define peace, and prejudice and all these defining terms, they are basically at the helm of the ship of state, able to turn it about any way they want to. And as our caller is saying, there's an elitist attempt and ambition to superimpose these humanistic criteria, humanistic authority, on a basic freedom which is given by God. I mean, the same privilege that an eagle has to fly anywhere it wants to in the sky should be enjoyed certainly by a man, shouldn't it? Shouldn't we have that same kind of exalted prerogative to go and think and do anything we want to? And yet the essence of liberalism and this kind of autocracy is that it wants to impair us, to clip our wings, basically, and say, no, you're tethered to this particular place where we have delegated that you be under these restrictions, which are not given by God, but are given by the ruling elite.
But it's really important in following what you're saying and corroborating that is that whether it's a king, whether it's a photo state, or by grace of the Creator, sovereign integrity of the individual is paramount. It is superlative to those other corporate chattel kinds of identifications of human resources.
Yes, well, you see, man, from the first chapters of Genesis, man is made in the image of God. Now, that being made in the image of God doesn't mean that God has arms and legs and eyes and physical appendages like this, but it means that God is a mysteriously free being, eternally uncreated, eternally existent, knowing the end from the beginning. He has free will. No one can explain how he can be free, and also no one can explain how we, being made in the image of God, can have this unique freedom. Now, the eagle doesn't have free will. He may be able to fly wherever he wants to, but he's still not a free will, rational, cognizant being. So it just stands to reason that man should be even more free, even more untrammeled and unfettered than an eagle in the air. We should have a tremendous liberty, lawfully granted to us, lawfully exercised, a great liberty as a reflection of our unique status before God Himself.
All right.
That is true. The importance that the thing to understand, too, is the general welfare is the U.S. Constitution, the United States of America. And what was important about that is that the development of the human psyche, which means spiritual cognition, was part of that.
Very true. Thank you, William, from Oregon.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Let's take another call from Haley in South Dakota, I believe. Hello, Haley.
Hi, Rick. How are you this
good.
Evening?
Good. Is this Haley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to have you.
Yes. It's North Dakota.
North Dakota. All right.
Yes. I just wanted to call and comment on your guest this evening.
Yes. He's
and
listening.
And thank him for the spiritual food that he is putting out on the airwaves. I find that the man speaks with such truth. And I also wanted to compliment little Joe, who calls in every evening. I so do love to listen to that man.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Well, thank you for the compliments.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Appreciate your support for the program.
Yes.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, 800-313-9443. And now let's take Charlene next in Missouri, I believe. Hello, Charlene.
Hi. I'm really enjoying your show, and I agree with the lady that just called. We're really being informed. And
yes.
I wanted to share the scripture in Jeremiah 11:14.
Mm-hmm.
He cautioned Jeremiah and not everyone else not to pray for that people because he said he wouldn't listen. They had become so vile from the time that the reign of David and Solomon, at least Solomon's reign for a while, was good. But two times, 11:14 and 14:11, it says not to pray for Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Ted, did you have any comment on what Charlene?
Well, you see, God knows, we were talking about free will just a minute ago, God knows who will accept his truth, who will humble themselves, even millions of years ahead of time. He knows every single soul who will accept his truth or not accept it, not humble themselves, to reach their hands up and say, Jesus, save me. And there have been times in history where the Jewish people have been so apostate, so repulsing to the truth and the exhortations of the prophets, and God is coming, and Christ said it himself. He says, how often, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks underneath her wings, but you would not. And so under those circumstances, the prophets have to reflect this severity and know that the Holy Spirit is not leading them to an apostate group of people. On the other hand, these broken branches, these apostate Jews, St. Paul makes very clear, are not the Israel of God. They are not the true vine and fig tree of God. But there does exist a true Jerusalem, a true remnant of faith in every generation whom we should pray for. And they are the Jerusalem of God, I believe, that David enjoins us to pray for and pray for their peace.
Yeah, I believe it's in Galatians 3 or 4. It defines who Abraham's seed is. It says there's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond or free, but whoever is in Christ is Abraham's seed.
Yes,
that's
mm-hmm. absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Now, on the same token, though, Charlene, I do believe that God does have an unfinished destiny with the physical, genetic posterity of Abraham, particularly the Sephardic Oriental Jews today, who I believe are our best representation of the tribe of Judah as it was dispersed to Babylon and so on. And for his power and for his renown and glory, he uh-huh. will, in the fullness of time, out of the great tribulation, when this whole Zionist experiment in Palestine has gone sour, it's collapsed, the Antichrist has turned against the great harlot and burned Jerusalem and so on. Out of that great tribulation, there will be a majestic manifestation of power and grace to the people of Israel, second only to the atonement of Christ. When Christ will be seen by them, they will look upon him whom their fathers pierced, and they will mourn, and they will turn to him, and they will look upon him, and he will receive them. And at that time, he will bring them back to Palestine, in my opinion, in the only truly divinely authorized return of the Jewish people in at least the last 2,000 years.
Okay, Charlene, thank you for the call. And Ted, we have a few moments for the break. We'll sum up after the break. Here's something that you might find interesting, and it goes back to June of 2006. You know, first it was banning Palestinian Israelis from marrying a non-Israeli citizen who's Palestinian. You know about that, of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you imagine if any nation, particularly America, proposed that, you know, the old miscegenation laws now?
Yeah.
And let's bring them back and let's make it illegal for any white man to marry anyone else of any other race.
Yeah.
I wonder if the ADL would protest that.
You know, there was just a report from the Jerusalem Post today, I believe it was, in which one of the editors of or reporters for Haaretz in Israel, which is this rather free press in Israel,
mm-hmm.
he made a remark to a UN committee that Israel was a racist society,
mm-hmm.
and Jerusalem Post was protesting and saying, "Oh no, we are not a racist society." Yes, the Ashkenazim hold down the Sephardim, and the Sephardim hold down the Arabs, and there's all kinds of a peck order of rights and opportunities here in Israel. But oh no, we are not a racistic society. But it's very obvious that the ancient racism of the Pharisees is still very much alive in Israel. It is a racistic society, and a most incredible double standard exists.
Well, that's right. But also, from the same newspaper you mentioned, Haaretz, for 2006, came this as well, was the Transportation Ministry said it would install temporary X-ray scanning machines in the Sumona Airport in an effort to calm the public protests over its policy barring Arabs from traveling on flights from the north to Tel Aviv.
Oh, my.
So, again, it's also segregated airlines and so forth. I mean, you know, that is institutionalized racism.
Yeah.
And it's the only racist society that is so institutionalized on the face of the earth.
Well, yet, I think also no other organization on the face of the earth is more hypocritical than the Anti-Defamation League.
Well, surely.
Which is the unregistered agent of the government of Israel.
That's right.
In which they piously pontificate against racism and prejudice in America. Mm-hmm. And then let this kind of thing go uncriticized in Israel.
And if we had an honest media, don't you think they would they'd have a field day with that hypocrisy,
yeah,
wouldn't they? Huh? Just like they're having with these conservative politicians that get outed, oh my. All right, we'll be back to sum up everything tonight and what you need to do with Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
All right. And in the 5 minutes that we have remaining now, Ted, it's been an interesting 2 hours, to say the least. I'd like to just have you sum up and once again impress on our audience how important it is just not to sit down and just praise the Lord, and all of that is good, but to do more than that, because we are going to be held accountable for what we don't do as well as what we do. So why don't you just take this time to tell us again what needs to be done on this issue particularly and how they can come to your site.
Yes. Well, fortunately, the president has made several statements that he would veto the federal hate bill if it came before him. But on the other hand, he did promise in his first term that he would pass a modified hate bill. Now, what we don't want to happen is for him to veto the hate bill in its present configuration and then begin to parley with the Democrats in order to get vital votes for upcoming legislation he wants to get passed and come up with some kind of quote-unquote modified hate bill. That's very, very treacherous because the ADL will include, it'll strip off some things but include what it really wants, which is basically to break down states' rights in law enforcement and allow a speech crimes bureaucracy to be established, get a foothold here in the United States government. So we cannot trust the president to save freedom of speech for us at this critical time in history. We need to have a good, clean kill of the hate bill on the floor of the Senate, which was masterminded and made possible by the overwhelming demand of the American people. This will set a precedent that it's the American people who don't want hate bills, not the whim of a particular president. So call the toll-free number tomorrow morning to the member of the Senate from your district. Again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, toll-free number to your senator, 877-851-6437. And the toll number is 202-225-3121. This legislation will be acted on certainly within the next several weeks because the military appropriations bill simply has to go forward to supply the troops in Iraq. And Kennedy and Smith want to attach the hate bill as a rider on that. Let's speak out now boldly, powerfully, and don't be shy about calling again until we have defeated this Orwellian legislation.
And come to your website if you need to download all the info on reasons to oppose it. It's right there.
That's right. And we have about 37 of the best bets for members of the Senate. Don't waste your time calling all 100 members of the Senate. Call these 37 members. Tell them, please don't vote for hate crimes legislation because it's taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries.
Very good. Okay, well, Ted, that's the end of the show. 2 hours just flew by. Thank you again for making it so interesting and informative and hopefully inspiring us to do more.
Well, thank you so much. Couldn't do it without you, Rick.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Good night now.
Bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's another show, and tomorrow night another special edition. We'll be back, Lord willing, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support me, support us, and keep us in your prayers. We'll see you then, Lord willing. Good night. It's true.